T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It has been 2 weeks since the mass shootings in El Paso and Dayton, and the FBI is expressing concerns over copycat attacks. Just this weekend, there were 2 mass shootings averted. Ryan Burrow is following this story. There were 2 arrests as well, right?
Yeah, exactly. We've got 1 in Florida and 1 in Ohio. Let's start in Ohio, where a man who declares himself a white supremacist, 20 years old, named James Reardon, is due in court later today, accused of making threats, terroristic threats, against a Jewish community center. During raids of his home, his parents' home, they found lots of weaponry, a warrant issued by the FBI. They raided the home, and they seized dozens of rounds of ammo, several semi-automatic weapons, a gas mask, and bulletproof armor. Now, this man, James Reardon, was apparently with the white supremacists on the march in Charlottesville a couple years ago. He has consistently posted white supremacist propaganda on social media, and they went in actually based on a video that he posted in July, which actually tagged this Jewish community center. That's how they went in and moved forward with this arrest. Now, if we shift to Florida, the man who they arrested didn't actually have any weapons, 25-year-old man from Daytona, Florida, but he had talked on social media numerous times about killing as many people as possible. His goal was to kill over 100 people, he said, using many emojis while posting these kinds of things. We don't know exactly how close he would have been to doing so. Like I said, he did not have weapons with him, but he was arrested and is being held right now without bond.
Well, you could certainly say that law enforcement seems to be on a heightened state of alert, right?
Absolutely, and they're not taking things like this very lightly, especially when specific locations are named. They seem to be moving in very, very quickly. They're not going to let any opportunity for someone to sneak in. You hate to see these stories where mass shootings occur and the warning signs being out there. They're going to try to stop those as soon as they see.
Right. That's Ryan Burrow reporting live.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.